The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Previously on Magic Monsters and Mayhem.
This is it! It's the old library.
Yes, but should we be in here, Lily?
Oh, Grapple, you sound like an old maid. Just stop worrying.
Well, what is he looking for anyway?
The Book of Conjuring.
The Book of... Oh, Lily and Fairhat. Now that sounds like a bad one. Maybe you better just put it back, eh?
Not on your life, Grap. This is just what I've been hoping to find.
And it was felt, by the others I might add, that you were our best hope. Because, you see, our problem is Lillian Fairheart.
My dear niece, what has become of her?
She was the top of her class before she abandoned her studies.
Abandoned, you say?
Yes. She started behaving strangely those last days she spent here. Not her usual enthusiastic self. But we have heard strange stories.
Oh, they tell.
It is said that she has been seen performing dark rituals in the late hours of the night in a nearby forest. That she has summoned, or at least tried to summon, the dark folk.
But I know that you seek.
You do?
Of course. It's about your father, isn't it?
Yes, but how did you...
I know the answer to your question. And the answer is no. Your father did not die.
Father?
Do we have a deal? Or would you like your father's disappearance to remain a mystery?
Yes. We have a deal. So what do you want me to do?
We couldn't help but notice you were signaling one another with mirror glasses.
Oh, I see. So, we weren't very careful, were we? Eh, Fitz?
Yes, I'm afraid that one's on me. Apologies, Lord Farron.
Lord Farron?
You know of me?
Not as such. But I am led to believe that we are currently within the Farron Woods. And that's quite a coincidence.
Not especially, dear lady. You see, this is Lord Dak Farron, whose family happens to own these woods and the lands around them.
Sadly, my father died during the Great Uprising when I was but a lad, and the land was claimed by Emperor Leighton. Now, there's a cave nearby that my followers and I use for shelter. I suggest we gather the rest of your party and make for it. You may stay the night with us, should you choose.
But you just killed six men!
Oh, six terrible men who thought they could control me. Me. I run this town, Bertram. I run this province, and I run it the way I see fit. This so-called council overstepped themselves once too often. I suggest that you make certain that you don't make the same mistakes they did. Got it? Oh, Dan!
Yes, my lady?
Please, clean up this mess, eh? Get good. Tout à l'heure.
With pleasure, Lady Matilda.
And now we continue our story.
That was the spookiest night I've ever spent. These woods are scary.
Oh, hear the man roar.
Are you saying you weren't frightened in the least, Divine?
Why would I be?
Well, all the sounds of the forest. You know, scary sounds. I mean, you were able to sleep through the whole night without even a start.
Not only did I sleep through the night, but I slept like a baby.
What about you, Lillian? Did you sleep well?
I didn't, as a matter of fact. I kept hearing odd noises in the forest, actually. It kept me up.
See, Divine, I'm not the only one.
Perhaps not, but you're only coward around here.
Are you two at it again? Why are you always so competitive with each other.
There's no competition here. I'm clearly better. Graf here is only a man after all.
Did you hear that? How insulting.
Is this really about men versus women? Or is this something else entirely?
What else could it be about?
Well, you know, never mind what I think.
Just a minute here. What exactly are you insinuating?
Nothing at all. Nothing at all, Divine.
What the drac was that?
It came from over there. Eastward? Look. I see something.
Hang back here, you two. I'll handle this.
Divine! Hey, be careful.
Ah, she can handle herself just fine.
I know, but she's headstrong. I fear one day her overconfidence will get her into lots of trouble.
You are listening to Magic Monsters of Mayhem, Book 3, Chapter 1, Prospero the Prophet, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell.
Ah, Lady Elf, good morning.
Good morning, Dak. And it's Rosa, please.
Of course. Forgive my light morning mood.
Oh, it's fine.
I see the morning compliments you very well, Lady Rosa.
In what way, Mr. Reha?
It's just fits, if you please, Lady. And I simply meant that the early morning sunlight compliments your hair and brings your eyes to life.
Oh, well then. Thank you very much for the compliment, Mr. Fitz.
All this chivalry and good cheer isn't doing my head any favors this morning.
Well, that's what you get for drinking so heavily last night, laddie.
Are you kidding? That's the only thing that got me through the night in that damp old cave.
I apologize if our way of life disagrees with you, Master Gawain.
Oh, don't mind him. Gawain is always unpleasant in the morning.
Yes. In the morning, in the evening, at midday, and all through the night. Did I miss any time of day?
Laugh it up, wizard.
With pleasure, Brett.
You people are so childish.
Well, you could have stayed in Tirsa if you find our company so disagreeable.
And miss all the fun?
And why are you so lively this morning, Riddendorf? What have you got to be all cheery about?
Can't a fellow just be of good temper? After all, it's a fine day out. The birds are chirping, the sun is shining bright.
Don't remind me.
It's a fine day to be alive.
Ugh.
Never mind them, my friends. They're joking, that's it. Just one of their jokes. In fact, as a party, we joke a lot. Oh, what fun we have together.
It does seem as if you folks have had a fair few fun times together. Old Greybeard here has told me about a few of them. I particularly enjoyed his telling of your quest for Freaky Fudge and how you wanted to eat him, Mr. Gawain.
Now, Greybeard tells that story all wrong. Besides, he wasn't around to even know it really happened, as he was dead.
Oh, I'd love to hear that one.
Oh, yes, that sounds quite interesting.
Well, I'll tell you all about it then.
Oh, must you really?
Oh, well, yes, I must. You see, it happened all like...
Wow, he's gorgeous.
Oh, I do hope you're not referring to that Gawain.
Gods forbid, no. I mean Fitz Redhawk. He's beautiful. For a man, that is.
Well, you see,
I mean,
like
I've never seen a beautiful man before.
You fancy the pretty ones. Huh.
Well, what's not to like? Muscles, fabulous hair, and very well spoken.
Well spoken? That's what gets your attention with him?
Well, it could be his perfect backside.
I've seen worse.
I've never seen better.
Oh my, someone is smitten.
It seems the ladies are enjoying their own amusements this morning.
Oh, it's just girl talk, you know.
Oh, of course. I'm not one to pry.
So what are your plans then, Rosa?
We must be on our way. We're in search of Waldo's niece, Lillian Fairheart.
Yes, Greybeard told us all about that last night as well. I do hope you find the young lady before she finds too much trouble.
Thank you for the well wishes, young man. That is my hope as well.
Dak, I do hope it would be no bother for us to ask you, or some of your men, to lead us back out of these woods.
I'm sure we can accommodate you. Fitz, won't you gather together George and one or two others, and we shall escort our friend safely through our fair forest, eh?
With pleasure.
It appears we have company.
Bah! Forgive my intrusion. I did not expect to run across anyone in these woods.
That's understandable. Not many wander these parts.
Yes, the Farren Woods are known to be dangerous and full of horrors.
Which begs the question, why would you venture here?
Yeah, so start explaining some things to us.
Hi. Like who might we be addressing?
Oh, forgive me. What are my manners? I am Prospero Filente. Sometimes better known as Prospero the Prophet.
Prophet?
Oh, just one of my many talents, I can assure you, young lady. Old Prospero has many talents. Yes, indeed.
Yeah, right.
I think Divine here will need a bit more convincing, as will we all.
Oh, fine, fine. Well, you see, Prospero is famous for being a prophet, fortune teller, card reader, medicine man, and dung wrangler.
Dung wrangler? What in the realm is that?
I think he means that he shovels manure for a living, no less.
One does what one can to get by. What with family to provide for and all.
You have a family?
Oh, yes. But sadly, they're rather sickly at the moment. You see, plague has taken many in our village.
Plague? This guy has the plague? Get away from me, then.
And here I thought you weren't afraid of anything, eh, Divine?
It's got nothing to do with being afraid. I just don't have any desire to be sick or dead.
Hang on, you guys. Let's not jump to conclusions. Prospero, are you ill?
Oh, not me. No. But members of my family? I am sorry to say yes.
Then this guy could be a carrier.
She may have a point, Lily.
He looks fit enough to me.
I can assure you that Prospero is plague-free.
And how are you going to assure us of that?
Prospero has been the model of health throughout the entire sickness in my village. Many members of my family, our close neighbors, have had the plague for months. And I am sad to say that many have succumbed to it and died. Yet, Prospero has remained fit and healthy. It comes from clean living, you know.
What do you think, Lily?
Well, I can tell you what I think. I don't believe any of his story. I don't think he comes from a plague village at all. He's trying to pull one over on us for some reason.
I'm not so sure about that, Divine.
Oh, don't be so naive, Will.
I promise you, Prospero is telling the truth. The sickness is why I have come to here to these woods. You see, I have been told that a rare herb called Ristenlax is to be found in this forest. It is a healing herb, and it is said that it can cure the plague, along with many other illnesses. I only wish to find this herb and return to my village in the hopes of curing my family. My little children, they are dying. My wife, Jamila, she is so poorly. I fear that I may be too late as it is, and that when I do return to my homeland, that she will no longer be with us.
Oh, for Pete's sake, are you really going to buy into this, Lily?
Shh, Divine. This man is speaking the truth. I believe him. You can't fake those kind of emotions.
You can't. By the goddess, Lily, you'd befriend a crazed orc.
Ah, the lass is just kind-hearted, Divine. It's just something you will never understand.
Take that back, Grack.
Okay. Here, take my handkerchief.
Oh, thank you. You are so very kind. Prospero is grateful that you believe him.
So, Prospero, one question. Why do you sometimes speak in the first person?
Eh?
Ooh, just look at that.
Well, I can't complain about the view from here. That is one fine figure of a man, I must admit.
Yeah, but hands off. He's mine. As if.
Oh, you never know.
Rosa, I'll go fetch the rest of me party and grab some provisions if his lordship will provide them.
Oh, certainly. Just tell Denora I said to pack your party some food and drink for your journey.
That's right, fair of your lord, Baron.
Oh, think nothing of it.
Aye, and I'll help you gather it all up, shall I, Greybeard?
That's right, helpful of you, Grumble.
Well, I'd like to be of help, you know.
So, do you really think I would ever have a chance with a guy like Fitz?
Why not? You're not so bad yourself.
Don't be silly. I mean, look at me. Straight red hair, thin as a pole. What man would want me?
Don't sell yourself short, Zoe. You're a perfectly attractive young lady. Clearly you're intelligent, brave, and cunning. I'm sure Fitz is quite taken by you.
Are you being serious?
Yes, of course I am.
Thank you, but I honestly think he'd be far more interested in a woman like you. And I've noticed the way he looks at you.
Oh, nonsense. Wait, in what way has he looked at me?
In a way that makes it obvious that he admires you, and not just as a friend or someone he's just met. He's attracted to you. I suppose I can't blame him, really. I mean, you're a beautiful woman. And I'm just a kid, really.
Well, thank you for the compliment. And you really shouldn't put yourself down. You are young, yes, but you're clearly growing into quite a lovely young lady. The right man will come along for you.
Do you really mean that?
Yes, Zoe, I do. I understand what you're going through.
What makes you think that?
I was your age once, and I was also what you might call a misfit among my own people. I know you feel like you probably don't belong anywhere, and you'd like to find your place in the world. Or at least someone who could care for you for just who you are.
We've only just met, and you really think you know me or what I'm feeling?
It's okay, Zoe. I'm just trying to be your friend. I'm just trying to show you that you're not alone in the world. If you want to share your thoughts and feelings with someone, well, I'm here. Even if you occasionally need a shoulder to cry on.
Look, you don't know me. You don't know anything about me. So don't get all weepy or anything. You're not my mother, my sister, nor my great-aunt Betsy. Certainly not my friend. I don't need nor want a friend. You're just some loser wandering the world trying to find herself. Pathetic. So, just leave me alone.
What did I say?
So, where are you from, Prospero?
A land called Wisteria. It is far away. Another continent, in fact.
Do you seriously expect us to believe that?
Yes, if it is so far from this land, how did you get here?
Oh, that is a great secret.
Secret?
If you value your safety, I suggest you tell us the secret. Not that I believe you're telling the truth at all.
People in this land seem most untrusting. But if Prospero must tell his secret, then Prospero will. Let me show you something.
Are those runestones?
Yes, indeed they are. But not just normal runes. These are magical.
Magical? I don't believe you.
It does seem a bit hard to swallow, my friend. Magical runestones. What do?
They activate the gateways.
Oh, gateways? What are gateways into where?
To many places. If you insert the correct runestones into the gateways, and in the correct order, you can travel instantaneously over vast distances.
But to where?
To wherever you like. Within reason, of course.
His story's ridiculous, Lil. Please, tell me you don't believe this nonsense.
I'm not sure.
Maybe.
Oh, please.
Give him a chance, Divine. Now, please. Prospero, can you explain in more detail?
I'm terribly sorry, Miss, but Prospero isn't certain that he should say anything more.
What, so you don't trust us now? Well, that just takes the biscuit.
Look, we're not here to harm you. We're here to get away. Far, far away. So if you do know how we can put a lot of distance between ourselves and this country, we'd be most grateful.
Prospero would like to help, but...
Look, if you help us, I promise we'll allow you to go about your business and we won't bother you anymore. Our lives could be in very grave danger. Please, we really must get away from these lands.
You seem like a nice young lady. I tell you what, Prospero has plenty of runestones. He can spare 5. That will take you to the country of Landover, which lies on the far side of this continent. Is that far enough from here to keep you and your friends safe?
Oh, that would be perfect, yes.
These will get you to Landover safely. Now, please listen while Prospero explains exactly what you will need to do to activate the gateway.
I'm not so sure we should have let that guy just run along like that. I don't trust him.
You don't trust anyone, Divine.
That's because she's paranoid.
I'd rather be paranoid than a fool like you, Grap.
I may be foolish, but I'm happy.
There's a difference between being happy and being utterly bonkers.
Enough, you two! We really need to get going.
Do you really mean to use the runes that Prospero fellow gave you?
Yes, I do! I mean, if this gateway he mentioned really works, he'll take us really far away from here.
I still don't trust him, Lily. This whole thing could be leading us right into a trap.
I don't believe that, Divine. But if you're really so afraid, you can turn around and head back to Terse. I can handle this on my own.
Not a chance. I'm not afraid of anything.
Except the plague, right?
Shut up, Grap. Let's just gather our gear and go. But mark my words, I lay odds that we're walking straight into a trap.
Hold up a moment.
Is there a problem, Fitz?
I'm certain I saw some movement up ahead.
I'll check it out.
Thank you, George.
What seems to be the problem?
Yes. Why have we stopped?
I saw something move up ahead.
You suspect trouble is brewing.
These are dangerous woods. It is better to err on the side of caution.
It's all right. It's only this scrawny runt.
Greetings. Oh, sorry if I startled anyone. Old Prospero the Prophet means no harm.
Prophet?
Why do you sneak about these woods, good fellow?
Sneak? Oh, sir, I never do that. Never. No, Prospero simply searches for herbs.
Herbs, eh? Of what type, if I may ask?
A herb called Ristenlox. It is said to be able to heal even the most resistant of illnesses. All I seek is to find a cure for my ailing family. Then Prospero shall be on his way. Prospero means no harm to your party.
Why should we believe that?
Is everyone in these lands so suspicious of strangers?
You've met others in these woods?
Indeed. I met a man and 2 young women earlier this morning in these woods.
Can you describe this trio you met?
Certainly. The young man was tall, thin, and wore a kilt. I noted it. I have not seen a kilt in ages.
And the 2 young ladies, what were they like?
One had the most beautiful strawberry hair I have ever seen. Not as red as the mane of red hair atop the young lady there with you. Oh, much lighter. I could not help but notice how the sunlight brought out the beauty of her hair. This young lady that I met.
Hey! Are you saying my hair isn't attractive?
No, no, young woman. Please. No offense was intended. You have lovely hair as well, just darker.
Did you catch any names by chance? Was one of the young girls called Lily?
Aye, Miss Strawberry Hair, Lillian Fairheart. That is what she said her name was. You know her.
She's my niece. and we're trying to find her.
The lad with her must have been my nephew, Grapple.
Yes, indeed. That was what she said his name was. And the other young lady was known as Divine, as I recall.
Where are they now?
Oh, they must be far from these woods by now, lady. They mentioned the need to escape this land, as they feared for their very lives. So, old Prospero did what he could do to aid them on their way, you know, to go somewhere else.
What makes you say that, laddie?
Yes, and what way did you help them on their way?
Well, you see, Prospero is not certain that he should say more, to be honest.
This guy seems reluctant to give up any information. That's pretty suspicious if you ask me.
Yes, it does make one question his story.
If you know something more, you'd best tell us, my friend.
Well, you see, Prospero knows a secret of these woods. There's a sort of portal, or gateway, if you will, and it can transport someone far away from these lands.
Seriously? This guy's crackers.
Hang on a minute, Gawain. Let's not jump to any conclusions just yet.
Please, explain to us what you mean, good fellow.
There are gateways all across our world, you see. It is a great secret that Prospero has been lucky enough to learn in his travels. And they can instantaneously transport a person or persons from one location to another.
Just like that, eh? What rubbish!
Is such a thing possible, Waldo? Have you heard of this?
You're seriously buying into this guy's story?
Let's just say I'm entertaining the idea. Waldo?
I have heard rumors of such things, but I've never actually found any proof that they may actually exist myself. But I suppose it's, possible.
Oh, I can assure you my story is true. The gateways are how I came here. You see, I am from the land called Wisteria.
Wisteria?
You know of such a place, Fitz?
I've heard of it. It's a continent far across the frozen seas of Trontec.
Yes, yes, exactly. You know it.
None of this proves anything. Maybe he also has heard of this other continent.
Blondie does have a point, you know.
You're smarter than you look, girl.
I do have a name, you know. It's Zoe.
As do I. Mine is Brett Gawain. So what?
Okay, we get the point, you two.
How can you prove your tale, Eddie?
An excellent question, Greybeard.
Why, thank you, Grumble.
Most welcome.
Now, can you prove what you say, Prospero?
Oh, sure. I can show you, I suppose.
You'll take us to this gateway you mentioned?
If it is the only way to prove that Prospero's tale is true, then yes. But I only ask one favor in return.
Oh, here we go. Here comes the catch.
There's always a catch.
No catch, please, please. All I ask is to be allowed to go free once I have helped you, so that I may find Ristinlocks and return to my family. Just so I can get back and save them from the sickness. Is that too much to ask?
No, I suppose.
Yeah! Man-things in cruel woods!
Man-things gonna pay for trespassing!
Yeah, trolls smash man-things!
You have been listening to Magic Monsters of Mayhem, Book 3. The journey continues, Chapter 1, Prospero the Prophet, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, which starred in order of appearance, Steve White as Grapple, Shannon Lowry as Divine, Tanya Milojevic as Lily, Abner Sinares as Dak Farron, Deborah Adams as Rosa, Persephone Rose as Fitz Redhawk, Pete Lutz as Brett Gawain, Dave Weaver as Greybeard, Jeff Niles as Waldo Riddendorf, Rebecca Thomas as Zoe, Shane Harris as Gramble, Joe J. Thomas as Prospero the Prophet, Paul R. Beese as George Templeton, Victor Aurelius as Dorf, Lee James Sands as T, and Paul R. Beese as Gan. The Magic Monsters and Mayhem opening theme tune was composed and performed by Sarah Finn. The closing theme tune and the incidental music used in this program was provided by Kevin MacLeod. The production assistant was Rachel Rumler. The post-production editor was Jeff Niles. The series creator, sound designer, script editor, writer, producer, and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. The copyright for Magic Monsters Mayhem is held by Dream Realm Enterprises. Any rebroadcast or reproduction of this program without the express permission of Dream Realm Enterprises is strictly prohibited. Thank you for listening. We invite you to visit us on the web at dreamrealmsite.com, where you can find the entire library of our programs, or you can find this program and many others from Dream Realm Enterprises via iTunes, Podomatic, or even on YouTube. Please visit the Dream Realm store. The link can be found on our website, where you can find lots of cool DRE merch and represent your favorite program. If you'd like to email us with any of your comments or questions, you may do so at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. Please use the subject header MMM Feedback. Our story will continue in Chapter 2, coming your way soon. So please join us then.
This program is copyright 2019, all rights reserved, and is brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises. The journey continues.